How to build a haunted house. You start with the right location. A cemetery might sound appealing, but it's rarely practical. Not a lot of graveyards for sale locally. I've checked. It's easiest to rule out burial grounds of any flavor. Instead, consider the phrase, reuse, reclaim, recycle. Are there any abandoned hospitals in your area? What about a funeral home with an attached residence? If your search isn't fruitful, just find somewhere isolated where the shadows are never quite still on the ground. A quality foundation starts with dirt. Now, this is where you want to visit a graveyard. That will help with the next part too. Bone. And collect any mementos you find along the way. Lockets are good. Wedding rings are even better. Gather up all those small, lost moments and take them away. You'll find each has a thread back to the past, dragging along memories like fish on the line. Use only the most experienced wood. Find trees scarred by lightning strikes or wildfires. The best lumber, though, comes from promise trees. Those are the ones with names scrimshawed into the bark, sometimes in hearts, sometimes scratched out. While graveyard souvenirs connect your house to the past, the wood from dead promise trees is your bridge to the future. The futures that are, or might have been. Before you take an axe to it, put your hand on the tree. Feel the warm scratch of its skin against your palm. Trace the names with a fingertip. Those little valleys cut out by friends and lovers with pocket knives. The wood is soaked with promises for tomorrow. Once you understand that, then you can kill it and harvest the remains. Build your house with long halls and narrow doors. Set the windows off-center. The floor should creak, and so should the stairs. Dig a basement or a cellar and fill it with the stolen yesterdays you took from graves. Top everything with an attic where the sun comes in through a high window, the light breaking against a ribcage of wooden beams. Last of all, if you want to build a haunted house, you should dwell on her, all of her, the one you lost. Drag the memories out from the closets in your mind. Not only the lovely moments, the summer afternoons, and walks through the woods behind your old house. Remember the fights, too, the hard days, silent mornings. Recall her exactly as she was, as both of you were. Be honest, and be cruel to yourself. Remember the last time you saw her, wrapped in white, full of tubes, the room smelling of bleach. Thin. She was so thin, you wondered how she didn't fall through the bed, through the floor, or drift out a window. But also remember her eyes, blue as butterfly wings. Remember how they reflected the better days back at you. Call out to ghosts, build them a home, and pull the threads that connect yesterday and tomorrow. That's how you build a haunted house.